When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And the full-time whistle goes at Anfield, and Liverpool win the Merseyside derby by 2-0. Goals from, would you believe it, left back Andy Robertson and our Lord and Saviour, the King, Divock Origi. That was them turning up to park a bus and play anti-football. And in the end, it's a victory for football and it's a victory for Liverpool, because if you're going to play like that, you deserve nothing, and they got nothing.
Yeah, literally, mate. That first half was summed up with some amateur dramatics, some amateur diving, some just piss-poor display of football from Everton's perspective. Liverpool stuck to the task, tried to break them down. Didn't really create a great deal, to be fair. No. And you'd look at it and think Everton would have been the happier. That would have suited them. That was exactly how they would have wanted the game to go. It was frustrating at times, especially from us as fans sitting here watching the way he was time-wasting and taking the piss. But when you do that, your chickens are going to come home to roost. And that's got a sting for them, because they dug in deep. But then Klopp makes his changes for me, mate. And I think, you know, you spot on. Guys in the chat saying, get Diaz on. We kind of love this community that we've been witnessing over the best part of the season now, really. Because you guys are spot on with some of the calls you just make sometimes. So you've got to take credit there. Spot on with the call for Diaz to come on and be included in the game. I think him and Origi, they just changed it. And you said it as well just earlier. I'd go for the forward attackers we can afford. They're not offering anything the other way. We can afford the forward attackers. And then once that first goal was scored, in quite good fashion as well, to be fair. I think it was really well crafted. Straight afterwards, I think we had a little bit more control. And then I think the other substitution as well of Henderson came on and made a difference, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a super chat here from Scott Hawk, $25. Thanks very much, Scott. He says, a fully deserved loss for that husk of a club. Lampard's taking him down in disgrace. Even his bald spot is blushing. I can't comment too much on that one, my man. Here we go on, and don't look back at those clown shoes. Yeah, absolutely right. Leave them out. £5 super chat from Jonathan Cook. The year is 2072. And Divock Origi remains the last player to score a PL goal against Everton. Yeah, he might be just wheeling him out every so often. Yeah, he goes down in front of the cop and gives it the big one as well. Like, what I would say to them, mate, we said this earlier, didn't we? Like, they had a game plan. The game plan just obviously was boot us, time waste, and maybe dive a little bit as well. But I thought defensively they did well. But the good thing was with us, Jürgen recognised it, Errol, and he... Like, he got that fourth sub on. Divock's involved straight away. Helps in the build to the first goal. He scores the second, assisted by the other sub as well. Like, wait, that's the difference, I think, between this and years past, mate, isn't it? That you can look at your bench and you can bring quality players on, and we brought quality players on, and they all made a difference.
That touch from Diaz, mate, like, I don't know if that was like his first proper touch of the game, where he's got a little bit of space as well, but that was absolutely ridiculous. Like, he sees it from fucking 50, 20 yards coming over to him, and he has the audacity. He could have literally just took it in a stride, but he has the audacity at 1-0 up to just say, I am going to literally rinse you now. And he just, with a little flick, brings it down. Not only does like he get the flick right, though, he brings the ball down. Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. And I think that is the difference, the ability to be able to bring on quality subs. And then when you have given it your all for the better part of 60 minutes, and then you look over to the bench to see who's coming on, and you think, fucking hell, there's that Diaz kid coming on again. Or there's even in a game of this set of circumstances, fucking hell, it's Origi, he loves a goal against us. Like, you're looking at that and you're just seeing danger there, and you're seeing warning lights going off. I just think Liverpool did well to stay on task because there was times in that game where you could have easily been frustrated by Everton's trying to disrupt the rhythm, trying to again...
Niggly fouls, Jordan Pickford jumping on the floor.
Yeah, all of that kind of stuff. But we're not dissuaded by that. We've seen teams do that now. And I said it to you at our half-time, mate. When we're on the hunt for silverware, we still find a fucking way. And again, it comes from an unlikely source and Robbo getting in the box, being an extra man. We said that we need to get bodies in the box. I seen a header coming. That was one thing I did get right. I seen a header coming. If we get a ball into the box, there'll be a header. Someone will get the head on it. I didn't expect it to be Andy Robbo, though. And I'm fucking glad. I'm glad that it was because you've seen how much it meant to him. He doesn't score a lot of goals. He's forever trying. He's always full of fucking effort and desire. But sometimes his final shot is never always great, do you know what I mean? But he couldn't miss from there, and he absolutely does Pickford dirty. He does him dirty, mate, and I loved it.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah. We've seen Andy Robbo like headers before in title challenges of days gone by, and yeah, he steps up.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And that's the thing I was saying before in terms of like, I'm not going to praise Everton's game plan because I think it's quite pathetic. But what I would say is, They executed it well.
Mm.
Like they did, you know, they did defend. You know, we didn't have a shot in the first half on target. We were speculative efforts. Second half, I thought what would happen is what did happen. It'd be more of the same, and eventually, like the dam will break at some point. It's whether they could get anything on the counter. And I know there's a few Everton fans who think they could have had a penalty for Matip on Gordon. No, I don't think it's a pen.
Bullshit.
And the fact that he dived a couple of times earlier didn't help his case at all, like you're right in saying, yeah. And then obviously my moment of the game, just before we talk about the goals, was Alisson jumping on the floor in the last minute, taking the piss out of Jordan Pickford. I was a big fan of that. But what it means in the grand scheme of things, then it's a damaging result for Everton. It's a massive result for Liverpool Football Club in terms of this title challenge, because drop points now feel fatalistic, like considering the run that Manchester City are on. It goes to show, mate, like this, you can trust on these lads to get the job done pretty much always. Like a team can want to come and play open against the sound, we'll beat you. Want to come into park a bus, we'll find a way. Our left back will score, our seventh choice striker will score if we need to, but we will beat you somehow. That's what it felt like today.
Yeah, and we did it, and we've proven it again. And that's what this Liverpool team do. They've got that ability to just march on. And I said it very early in the season, there was only ever really going to be two teams in this title race for me this season. And it was going to be us and City. And I felt that simply because we are the only teams that have demonstrated in years gone by that we have the ability to put out a run. If we need to go and win or not lose 15 games on the bounce, we'll both do it in some fine fashion as well. And the last two games, the performances have been polar opposites, or very contrasting in the sense that we could afford to take our foot off the gas against Man U and just say, you know what, we're, you know, two goals up, we don't really need to do much more. Yous haven't laid the glove on us, yous haven't had a shot on target. Fuck it, we'll keep the ball, but if yous do turn up, we'll find another get our second wind and we'll put yous to bed. This game, we had to be switched on all the way through because they had the opportunities, even though they had a lot of ground to cover up, they had the opportunities to counter us. But they wasn't giving anything. He was fighting for every ball. He was fighting for every second ball. He was leaving it late in on our players as well. So you just had to be mentally switched on to all possibilities not going your way. And in those moments, that's when you really got to show what you're made of and the metal that you've got as a unit. And you've got to be not, you know, I'm not having a defeatist attitude at this point in the season after how well we've done, but you've got to just give a lot of credit, no matter which way the fucking title goes now, to the fact that this Liverpool team are fighting to the death. How many games have we got left now? Is it three, or we got four games left, and we've been in it the entire way.
It's five, isn't it? I think it's five, sorry.
Is it five for us? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, five. So we've got five and City, we've got five.
So City and us, we've got five games left, so we have been in it 90-odd percent of the way with this City team, one of the best teams ever assembled in world football, and we're there toe-to-toe with them. Like, you've got to take a lot of pride from the fact that Jürgen and what his boys and his staff have been able to achieve, because honestly, I've never seen nothing like this in our lifetime. Like, we've had close title runs, but they've been like a flash in the pan. Assemble a really good team for the season that could almost do it. You've got a lot of hope, you've got a lot of your desire, you wish that it comes through, and then we just fall a little bit short. He has been in and around City's pocket now for 3-4 seasons, and this Liverpool team know what it takes. They know exactly what it takes to get over the line. They are natural winners. The cohesion in the team. You look at the Man U team the other day, mate, and I'll go back to it. You know, that was a team of individuals. Couldn't be arsed. Didn't want to play for the shirt. Man U, one of the biggest football institutions in the world, couldn't be arsed playing for the shirt. Like, you feel disgraced and embarrassed that you've got these lads on stupid, ridiculous wages. Like, their team and their wages were still more than ours the other day, and they just didn't look like they gave a fuck. Everton today, another ridiculously expensively assembled squad of players that, whether or not their spine's been ripped out, they have played well below par this season, and that's why they're in the situation they're in now. This Liverpool side does nothing but fill you with pride for the desire that they put out week in, week out, the motivation, the levels that they're able to set and sustain. And I just think, regardless of how this league wraps up this year, we have assembled one of the greatest Premier League teams.
Should be very, very proud of themselves. No harm at all. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful win for Liverpool in the end. Alex Munro with the $5 super chat before we start heading off. Then I was barely laughing off during the last 30 minutes. Lewis, bicycling the assist, Divock being bossed, Jordan and Alisson shithousing, 10 out of 10. Yeah. I must say the Alisson thing was it might be my man of the match. Before we start wrapping up, just let you guys know what's happening. If you head over to the socials now, have a little look for the tweets or the social posts and all that kind of stuff. Ed will be back very shortly with your reaction, so get your thoughts in now. Then reply to the tweet. If you're a club legend, head to the Discord chat as well. Ed will be reading the best of those out very, very shortly. I will be over on the board for the player rating show after that, again, streaming on YouTube. Do join us for that one. Get in the chat. You can have votes on the man of the match, and of course, you can get your thoughts in as well on my ratings and maybe give yours as well. And then streaming on Red Men Plus a little bit later on will be the instant match reaction. Errol and I will sit down for 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that, and just digest everything that has happened in the game. Like I say, that was streaming on Red Men Plus. And then tomorrow morning, straight away, the final word show, an even more in-depth look at Liverpool and this amazing win over Everton, 2-0 to the Red. So yeah, please do stick with us. There's never been a better time. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you're signed up to Red Men Plus, because honestly, Liverpool could be doing something absolutely special, and you want to be getting involved as best as you can. Right then, mate, shall we shoot off?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll catch you all later. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.